for today's modern smoker.
Amazon decides to give WikiLeaks the boot from their servers. I'll explain. You know, they've got servers all over the place. They can't afford another public nightmare, and there's been a big outcry on their very public sites. They have boards that you can go to called, I think, Amazonville, something like that. And if you go there, you can throw in your 2 cents on what the company's doing. You can throw in your 2 cents on this show any single time you want to. You know how we roll here on America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. We go coast to coast. We ping and we bang all over the place. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let me set the table for you. We're going to talk about WikiLeaks at the top. Besides WikiLeaks, this new whistleblower bill, that's a tongue twister, isn't it? If this passes, it would mean people in certain sectors and certain jobs could blow the whistle and not worry that they would lose their entire life, lose their career, like the Army guy, like the private in the Army, who originally was the one who gave those thousands and thousands of documents to WikiLeaks over what was happening in Afghanistan and some really horrible things. And of course, all the revelations that came as a result of that. He is now sitting in prison, as we know. And also, who knows who will be prosecuted for the State Department memos that were released all over WikiLeaks. In the meantime, the guy who runs WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, is like a man with no country. He is shrouded in secrecy, and there are people looking for him. The European police are on alert for the founder, and I'm going to tell you why as far as that's concerned, too. But also in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to chat with a really nice guy who's on The Closer. And you might have seen him on a couple of other shows over the years where he played some interesting characters, to say the least. There was a show I used to watch called True Crime. You remember that? True Crime Stories, I think it was called. And it was like the precursor to The Sopranos, as he calls it, and as a lot of people call it. It was a Michael Mann deal. I can remember seeing it, and you probably get it on Netflix. Good stuff. Anyway, Tony Dennison is going to stop by and chat with us, and he plays a detective on Kara Sedgwick's series, because she's ultimately the main character on that, called The Closer, that starts back up on Monday. Interesting guy. We're going to dive into a couple of things with him, including his longtime battle with alcoholism and his philosophy on how you can, you know, stay sober, or at least how it's that one day at a time kind of deal. Before we get into that, though, as I said, we're going to jump into the WikiLeaks thing. And starting here right at the top, here's, an interesting blowback. This is some interesting blowback that's happened as a result of WikiLeaks, because of the fact, and I was talking about this in a previous show, the whistleblower is the person who gets jammed up in all of this, not the website, not the founder who makes money off of it. It's the person who feeds the documents. So the president's supposed to sign a bill that it has flown through Congress, basically, and it's on the heels of these secrets that keep popping up on the Internet. Congress is pretty close to passing some legislation that says, hey, if you work for some governmental agency and you want to report corruption or mismanagement or something really screwed up and bogus, and you don't want to turn to an outside spot or source or organization like WikiLeaks, you can do it and not worry about it. So people who support this say it's a way to discourage leaks of classified info, and it would give the intelligence people a way to raise concerns without their agencies, within their agencies, without losing their livelihood. So, and because if you release the classified material like the private did, of course it's illegal, so they've got you cold. You're going to be punished for it, and probably severely. That's it for his career, and who knows ultimately what time he gets. So this is an alternative to that. And then this way, you're anonymous, and if it's potentially damaging stuff, and you've got these leaks, the leaks would be not out there for everybody else to peruse, I guess, on the internet. So if the whistleblowers are willing to jeopardize their careers, now they wouldn't have to do that. They wouldn't have to be fired or demoted or that kind of thing if they wanted to talk about somebody up the chain of command. Of course, you know there's going to be problems with that. Think that information is not going to get out? You ever worked in an office? Play the telephone game. And these people in espionage are probably the worst at it. That's how some of this stuff leaks out in the first place. So anyway, the Senate's supposed to approve the bill this week. They're going to send it to the House. Then they boot it up where the Democrats are saying they're going to pass it quickly. The president signs it and bada bing, it becomes a law. And there is some protection for people who want to blow the whistle. And really, it's a protection for all the secrets and the embarrassment and humiliation this government has faced at the hands of WikiLeaks. Let's face it, they don't want everything spewed out there. So if there's a way to stop it, this would stop it. This law would stop it. It is an interesting question. Is it fair or foul? Here's what P.J. Crowley from the State Department, State Department, they're being questioned lately about some of the memos that were flooded all over WikiLeaks a couple of days ago, or actually a week ago. It's been longer than that now, a week and a half ago. Here's what Crowley had to say about WikiLeaks and relocation and real lives and all that kind of stuff.
We have no doubt that lives have been put at risk. We've done everything that we can to reach out to them. We are prepared to help protect them. There are, you know, clearly sources identified in these documents. People, particularly in authoritarian states, have talked to us, and we believe that the release of these cables definitely puts real lives at risk. If we have to help relocate people, for a period of time, we are prepared to do that.
All right, relocating people who got screwed by the information that was all over the internet, and whistleblower or not, ultimately they pay the price. So we move from the new possible law to what's going on with the founder of WikiLeaks. Like I said, Assange, what's happened is the police are looking for him. They have their radar up, and if he suddenly pops up, then they're going to pick him up. The Swedes are ratcheting up the pressure on him and asking the European police to arrest him on rape allegations as this whole thing continues to go back and forth with the Obama administration and all this stream of leaks that have been happening. So I'm sure he's not surprised because he's getting squeezed like he thought he would get squeezed. That's really what this is about. And speaking of being squeezed, the lame duck Congress is actually trying to squeeze some real meaty things out of the next couple of weeks. Tax cuts, tax cuts, tax cuts. That's what we keep talking about, for goodness sakes. Ad nauseum we've been talking about that. Will there be a compromise? That's what I heard weeks ago, and it's looking like that compromise actually might happen since the Republicans are threatening not to pass anything to block at all if they don't have their way with the Bush tax cuts that are set to expire in December. We'll talk about that at the tail end of the show. We'll see what the White House spokesman Robert Gibbs has to say. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to lighten the load, though. I think it's horrible that there's no Christmas parties going on. Bah humbug. People don't have any money. If you have employees, I think you got to throw them some kind of a party. How can you do it on the cheap? We're going to tell you about it next on ATN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
And welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. On today's lighter side, who says you have to spend a fortune necessarily to throw a party? I'm the only idiot that does that. But it's the season, after all, to throw parties. Ashley Kleinert from In Any Event joins us to offer some suggestions on how you can actually do it on a budget. You don't have to throw the party out because you might be a little thin on cash. Ashley, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I got a question for you at the top. I was curious about this. Do you know that some of the best parties, and of course, I'm in broadcasting, so I've lived in a lot of different places and traveled a lot of places, and I know you have too, but the setup for this is you think that women are the ones who always throw the parties, but you know what? I've been to some of the best parties, Ashley, I've ever been to have been thrown by men. Is that unusual?
Actually, it's not. It's really not. It's funny. I think there's this hidden entertainment gene inside the men, and they really get into it. I mean, we've had some great parties that men have wanted to put together, and they are very involved in it, down to the menu, to the decor, to the theme. It's funny.
Yeah, you got to love that. And now that's the key thing. It's planning, isn't it? Anytime you have a party, even if it's just even if you give yourself a couple weeks, it's all about either putting it on paper or really thinking, doing a game plan, right?
Absolutely. Planning ahead is the biggest factor, I mean, to having a stress-free and budget-friendly party. Because if you know your budget ahead of time, planning ahead, you have to plan your budget, know what you're going to spend, and then it just kind of work backwards from that. And there's lots of ways to save money. There really is. And really with the economy, it's, you know, we're still having some trouble with the economy, and people aren't really wanting to spend. They're not partying like 1999 anymore. Mm-hmm. And the last couple of years, less is more. You don't want to throw a great Gatsby type party, with the way things are right now. It's distasteful, and that people might even be critical of doing that. So if you plan ahead, you know your budget. There's ways you can really have a great party.
All right, let me ask you an etiquette question, easy for me to say. Is it if you throw the party at a certain hour, like let's say you had it at 7:30, 8 o'clock, can you go with hors d'oeuvres and snacky type foods, or no? People are expecting they're gonna show up. They want full on meal.
You know, that is a great question, Kate, because that's what people are wondering about. They want to know about the food. And that's honestly the first thing I'd want to know, too. What we tell people generally is after 8 o'clock is a great way to save on your budget, because after 8 o'clock you can do a dessert party. People are not expecting heavy food. So what you could do before 8, unless you're saying you're going to have a seated sit-down dinner, no one's going to expect that. So before 8 o'clock, you could have heavy hors d'oeuvres. You know, in most, we recommend bite-sized. People just want to pop things in their mouth and just keep going, or not have to cut something or worrying about putting sauce on something. Just make it easy for people. Mm-hmm. And you can still have heavier foods doing that. And then after 8 o'clock, you can do desserts and drinks. And that's great because people can come in after they've had dinner and just have a good time.
Yeah, no kidding. Bite-sized stuff is like cheese and meats. I'll tell you a quick story. I would be the person that would try to dig through the magazines and come up with something just spectacular, something new, something different. And then I would always have the sidebar thing that would be like the rolled up pepperonis with the cream cheese. And don't you know that anything that had meat or cheese, it was like a wolf came in and ate it in 2 seconds. And then the dish that took me forever to make, which was solid, yes, the guys that came or the women that came would eat it, but it wasn't the first thing that went. So there is something to that, isn't there?
There is. You just want it to be easy. And also, those are the kinds of foods that we don't allow ourselves to have that often. Those meatballs or those little smokies wrapped in bacon and, you know, all that good stuff that we don't really fix at home. It's fun because you're out and someone else has it and you can just pop it in your mouth and you don't feel guilty.
Yeah, no kidding. What do you think, what are the typical party sizes? Like, let's say you just wanted to thank people in your life and you might not know a lot of people, but you want to kind of keep it one of those lighter parties. If you had, like, let's say if you were inviting, I don't know, maybe 30 people or so, what can you expect to spend? I mean, what could you get away with that would be, you'd still have a decent party, but everybody would feel not like you skimped too much either.
Right. You could easily do that for a couple $100s.
There you go.
You really could. One way to also help with the cost, Kate, is to have people bring something. I mean, and no one should feel embarrassed about it. Everyone, when you go to somebody's house for a party, you want to bring something anyway. And even if they say, please don't bring anything, you still bring something. So if you're open to that and willing to let people help, just say, hey, I'm going to have a people over and, you know, feel free to bring an appetizer or a drink or a main dish, you know. You can have people help you, and that keeps the cost down quite a bit too. If not, there's other ways to do it. Like, we shop at grocery stores and these supersized stores now because they have everything you need at really good prices. You don't need a caterer. And I'll give you one little tip that we did for a party last week. Even they have these little bite-sized petite brownies that every store has now, especially those super grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought the store-bought little brownie bites, and we took Duncan Hines or Betty Crocker, whatever brand you like, canned frosting, put a little dab of frosting on each one of those brownies, and then we topped it with a tiny little raspberry, a fresh raspberry. We put it on a silver tray, and everyone wanted to know who the caterer was, you know, and it was Super Target. So it was, there's really things you can do that don't cost a lot, but you can make it look nice. We call it scrimp and splurge. Scrimp on some things and splurge on others.
Ooh, there you go. I like that phrase, scrimp and splurge on some of the other stuff. Okay, so then another thing too that happens, you talk about asking people to bring things.
Uh-huh.
Somebody told me that it was passé to bring wine, but I don't agree with that. What if you just go out and get a whatever kind of bottle of wine that might mean something to you and you take it to the party? Is that wrong to do that?
No, it's not. Not at all. Because wine is something, honestly, if the host doesn't like it, I hate to say it, they can re-gift it, or they can serve it at a larger gathering where other people are there. So it's always appropriate to bring a bottle of wine. It really is.
All right, so I'm gonna if I get a dirty look, I'm gonna blame you.
Well, and now it's fun to go get wine because they have all these fun labels and different. You know, it may not even taste that great, but it's really cute packaging.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, how about on the invitation thing? The whole idea of sending out invitations and all that stuff. I mean, it looks great. It's great when you send out invitations, but you don't have to do that. A lot of people are doing the email thing.
Right.
Is that okay to do that?
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Absolutely, especially as we're going more and more green these days. Evites are fine, and they're free. That's another way to keep the cost down. And they do the RSVPs for you, and they'll email you and update you, you know, on how many guests you have coming, who hasn't replied, and who's a maybe. And it makes it so stress-free. And if you don't, Evites, you know, it's kind of a mass mailing. If you want to go up a step and still do an email invitation, there's something else called paperlesspost.com. And for pennies, it's like a virtual invitation. You can design it, and it actually, you click on it, and it opens up an envelope, and you pull the invitation out. It's like a virtual invitation you received in the mail, but you got it through email. So that's kind of a step up from Evite.
Ooh, a virtual invitation. Or do you think, Chris, I was talking to somebody about this the other day, somebody who owned a restaurant, actually in New York, and asked if their bookings were down for the holidays, and he told me yes, that they weren't down as far as people coming in to have dinners, couples
mm-hmm.
or families or whatever, but the bookings for parties were down.
Mm-hmm.
So do you the planning events is still up, I think, but do you
mm-hmm.
think parties for the Christmas season will be down? What do you hear?
What we're hearing is actually we're having more parties. We're seeing more parties, but they're in people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think it's a way to save money because you're not having to pay service fee. You're not having to pay staff. You can do that. You can bring staff in, but you can just make it really casual and fun. And it's about family and friends this time of year. It really is. And the thing you need to remember is if you're smiling, if you're the hostess and you're smiling and you're having a great time, your guest will too. If you're stressed out and something didn't turn out right or something burned or something spilled, it carries over and your guests feel that. So you can certainly have it in your home, and it's a great way to save money, and that's what we're seeing more and more of. And your home's decorated too. That's the other thing. Around the holiday season, most people, depending on what you celebrate, have their tree up or a menorah. They have all, you have decor up already, so you don't have to spend a lot where you might another time of year. A holiday is a great time because, again, you're already kind of festive in your home.
All right, so some great tips. Scrimp, you can scrimp, but you don't, and you can still splurge, and it can still
right.
be a great party, and use your house. That's the best thing. Use your house. Ashley
That's
Klein,
right.
Ash, I can hear the dog in the background,
I'm
by
sorry.
The way. I love dogs. No. The audience loves my dog, Mahala, so we're good with dogs. Ashley Kleinhardt from In Any Event, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve is the manufacturer controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman. And ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hemp. USA.org. Go to hempusa.org and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Since its debut, the TV series The Closer has continued to win over fans. I watched the show. I can tell you the secret of its success. Great writing and fabulous acting. No kidding. The cast has chemistry. I really believe this. So the new season of the show kicks off Monday. We're thrilled to welcome Tony Denison, who plays Detective Andy Flynn, to America Tonight. Tony, thanks for spending some time with us. We appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. Happy holidays.
And same to you. Hey, if I was Jay Leno and we were sitting next to each other, I'd tell you to set up a clip of the opener. But this is radio, so we paint pictures here. And from what I understand, you're caught in a life or death battle outside of an AA meeting. This is obviously no ordinary fight. Flesh it out a little bit for us. What's the deal with this fight scene?
I just so happen to have a 15-piece orchestra here for backup. While I, you know, to like set the mood, let me see. Wait a minute. They all went out and they're on coffee break. I told them 7 o'clock. They thought 8 o'clock. Oh, God. Okay.
Darn.
So I'll do it without them. Anyway, no, what happens is my character, Lieutenant Andy Flynn, is on his way back from a, just leaving an AA meeting, and he's attacked by this knife-wielding perpetrator, and a fight ensues that I've been doing TVs and movies for quite a while now, and I'm a big fan of the industry that I'm a part of, and I've seen some really great fight scenes, and I did a lot of great fight scenes on Crime Story and other places, and I've seen a lot of great fight scenes, but I gotta tell you, I was watching this fight scene. We were doing some ADR, some looping, and I thought, "Oh my God, this is great!" It's a fight for life and death kind of fight, and I think it's as good as anything, considering, you know, the how much time we spent on it that you'd get like in Bourne Identity or something like that.
I mean, wow.
Without it being like, you know, my character being some sophisticated, you know, kung fu expert, but in terms of fighting for one's life, and the character who's attacking me, both of us fighting for our lives, it's a pretty amazing fight.
Yeah, you said, you know, that you've done lots of fight scenes. You mentioned, of course, Crime Stories and what you did there, and then this big fight scene. So I'm wondering, with all this fighting going on and the length of your career as an actor, have you ever been hurt? Have you ever taken a punch the wrong way or hit with something that you weren't supposed to get hit with?
Well, you know, very early on in my career, somebody very dear to me once said to me, if it ain't fake, it ain't film. So, meaning, when it's called for, and there's questions, you know, based on the type of, you know, camera angle and the size of the lens and where the camera is, you know, where it's not going to matter, you know, let the stuntman do it for sure. Where you clearly will see, you know, yourself, you'd be seen and you'll know that it's you, you know, then you choreograph it like a dance number, with the stunt coordinators. And they're all, you know, they're professional, they're excellent people. They make all of us look like, you know, superstars from one time or the other. And interestingly enough, in this particular fight scene, the guy attacking me was also a stunt actor, a stunt performer as well. So he was an actor and a stunt actor. And so he was able to do a lot of his own, he did all of his own stunts, and you could see clearly that there was no double use for him. And in my case, the way they set our stunt coordinator, Spike, his name is, set this thing up, these two wonderful professional stunt guys, they did it in such a way where I wound up being, you know, in 90% of the shots, because the bad guy, quote unquote, you know, took a lot of the beating. And, you know, when I looked at it, I was like, hey, wait a minute. I don't remember doing that. They said, yeah, that was you doing that. I said, really? And they said, no, that was you. And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. And then, you know, there's a couple of times where I know it's the stunt guy, but, you know, there's a time when he has me on top of the hood of the car. And I used to box a long, long time ago, never professionally, but sort of a club fighter with Jose Torres and Norman Mailer.
Yeah.
And what happened was, I was amazed at, you know, how my boxing skills, you know, entered into this scene, and I was able to deflect punches, you know, even though the likelihood of him actually hit, I mean, I don't know, he came pretty close a couple of times, but because we choreographed it, because I was familiar with, you know, parrying punches, you know, we were able to make it look really, really good.
Ooh, I can't wait to see it. You set this up nicely. You did this good without the pictures.
Yeah, I mean, the fight lasts at least a minute and a few seconds. Now, I don't know what your viewers remember when they're watching something in the movies, but, you know, TV commercials are like 15 seconds and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
If you watch like a minute of any one particular scene, that's a long time.
Yeah, no
kidding. In terms
of
what we're used to with the rapid editing that they do nowadays. So it's a long fight scene, and it's a fight that really just turns people into savages. I mean, he and the other character, my character, you know, are fighting for their lives, and it's a savage struggle. And I'm proud to be a part of the closer, whether I had that fight scene or not.
Sure.
But after doing that fight scene, I thought, wow. And I remember one of the wardrobe women, you know, like walked by me like we were when we were filming that night, and she goes, you're going to get a lot of dates after this episode airs.
All right. We're hooked now for sure. We'll be watching this on Monday, definitely. For people battling alcohol addiction, I think they'd be interested to know, you don't make a secret of this, that you waged your own war and came out on the other side, and you've been sober for 17 years. That's a long time. Sobriety is also a part of Flynn's life. What's the toughest part of sobriety?
Well, is to realize that you don't have all the answers, and that, you know, you must find. I'll give you the story this way, okay? I liken it to the story of Ulysses. When Ulysses wanted to go by the sirens of Titan, the muses and the sirens playing those beautiful songs, and he wanted, all the sailors before would steer their ships into the rocks and crash, and he tied himself to the mast and then had his crew, row past with wax in their ears. And he said, no matter what I scream, no matter what I yell, ignore me. So he could hear the beautiful music. And that's what, this business is like. It's like that beautiful music. And AA and the people in recovery, my sponsor and the people that I sponsor and my friends, they're like that mast. And some of them are like the crew. They're rowing. And as long as I can feel my back against that mast, the idea of a concept of my higher power, then I can listen and entertain this business. But as long as I feel that on my back, I have a really good chance of not steering my life into the rocks.
Yeah, congratulations. That's quite a mark, 17 years, definitely. And I'm sure your friends and the people that you were just mentioning are very proud of that. That's nice that you have that backup.
Yeah.
And that's key, isn't it?
17 and a half years. It's key. No, just when you think, wow, I got 17 and a half years, you come across some guy and he's talking and he goes, yeah, I've been sober like 36 years. And you go, what? or like my sponsor, he's sober 42 years, and I'm thinking, my God, when you were sober, I was, oh my God,
Yeah, exactly.
I was a kid.
Yeah, exactly. You just talked about this. You can tell that you like the people you work with, and you tackle serious subjects on the show, but there are definitely funny, wise-cracking, light moments throughout it. I think that's part of the beauty of The Closer, and that's the chemistry part I was talking about at the top of the show. How fun is it to work with Kira and the rest of this cast of actors?
It's wonderful. I mean, and I don't just say that because I'm trying to be polite and politically correct. It's absolutely wonderful. G.W. Bailey and I, we literally have a ball together on, in front of the camera and off the camera. We're constantly on, and we're constantly like, trying to invent different things to do. And the writers and the producer, James Duff, executive producer, creator of the show, he is so generous with us. He allows us, our like experimentation, and he'll say, no, that doesn't work. Oh yeah, how about this? And the interesting thing about Kira is that Kira, God bless her, how much dialogue this woman has every episode. I mean, it's like, it's got to be the most, it's like Hamlet, every week. And there are times when we're doing stuff, and like you'll say to Kira, hey, Kira, you want to try? And she'll go, okay. If she could turn it and just say, Tony or whoever asked, say, I have like a mouthful of words to say in the scene. She doesn't do that. She'll say, okay, let's try it. And she'll play right along. And it was one time she and I were doing the scene and something falls under the table in the interrogation room. So both her character and my character have to go under to get it. So we go under the first time and get it, and then we come back out and like we exchange a glance under the table, and then we come back out and then there's another glance. So we did it one time, and I said, thought to myself, next time we go under, I said, I'm going to come up. I'm going to, just hit my head and make, a little bit out of it. So we go under, and I come up, and she hits her head first. And then I come up, and I look at her, and I, that look, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, like in character. Then when they yell cut, I said, I can't believe you hit your head on the edge. And she goes, well, I saw a twinkle in your eye, she said. And I knew when we did the take again, you were going to do something. Sure. So I thought, she goes, I bet you're going to hit your head, so let me try doing it. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I said, this is exactly what I was going to do. So that's what it's like with her. She's fun.
Yeah, and obviously, like you said, the rest of the crew is fun, too.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to ExtendoVite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of ExtendoVite. To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Well, continuing here with Tony Dennison on America Tonight, and, you know, we're talking about the fact that Monday is, once again, five more new episodes of the Closer. You know what it's like with this career you've had in television and movies. And you mentioned Crime Story, and that was Michael Mann's baby. And there was, boy, that was a hot show. I was just a kid, and I watched that show, and that was a hot, hot show. You were, in fact, somewhere I read that you were called, like, the best villain or something of the 80s. You had to be pretty proud of that work.
Yeah, Time Magazine called me the best villain of the 80s, of the decade. I mean, that was, look, that Michael Mann is a genius when it comes to, you know, creating this, I mean, especially that world. And somebody once reviewed the show and said it's the best television series you never saw. Because, I mean, in terms of the amount of viewers we had, we weren't, you know, we were coming in 27th, 28th, maybe 30th a couple of times, back in a time when shows like, you know, The Cosby Show were getting like 50 shares and, you know, 39 shares. So it was hard, you know, to not, it was a very expensive show. And because it didn't have the really high numbers to justify it, you know, Brandon Tartikoff, who became a really close friend, sadly the man is gone now for quite a few years, but he had said that he really regretted canceling the show. He said, you know, maybe I should have kept it on. He goes, but, you know, at the time, NBC had had so many wonderful shows, and so many shows to come, that's what happened. And, but I mean, you know, no, not to take anything away from The Sopranos, but, there was a talk show guy once who said that Crime Story was was the precursor to The Sopranos without the cursing and without the nudity, you know, because it was a network show.
Sure.
And so we were pretty heads up show, a pretty intense show. I mean, I show it to people today sometimes, and they'll look and they'll say, "Wait a minute, I thought you said this was a TV show you did." I said, "Yeah." They said, "No, that looks like a feature film." I said, "No, that was Michael Mann." I said,
"That's the brilliance of Michael Mann."
But Michael Mann looks through the lens of a camera. It's like he's gifted. He sees things that, you know, other people don't see. And sometimes, you know, sometimes his shots take a while to set up, but they're worth it. I mean, some of them, they look like paintings, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. There was another show that you did that I thought was great too. And there was a lot of buzz over this show. I'm a huge sports fan. I used to do sports in New York and Dallas, and I can tell you are. You were talking about boxing, and you were in the Playmakers. Was that a lot of fun for you, too, with that coaching role that you had in that?
Playmakers was fantastic, you know, because I wasn't the biggest football fan in the world. I was baseball and boxing, you know, and I loved watching women's volleyball for obvious reasons. But, I love baseball and boxing, but then when I got this role as the coach, it like, you know, I reunited with, you know, how fascinating football is. And I loved doing that show. I mean, that show was, you took those numbers and you extrapolated it out to tell it to like networks numbers, we would have been like a top five show in terms of what we were getting. You know, same thing with The Close. I mean, The Close is the number one cable show in America.
Yeah.
If you took those numbers and like just paced it out according to network television, we'd be the number one or two show on television, the number three show, maybe the least.
Yeah. The good news about that, Tony, right, is when you're in a show like The Closer and it gets all that critical buzz and you're on TNT, and 6 years. I mean, this is the sixth season. That's good for an actor. You got to love that you keep on. Yeah. It keeps on ticking.
Excuse me. I've been blessed with, you know, with being involved with a lot of really good series. And, you know, Crime Story went 2 years and Playmakers had the one season. And some other shows, you know, made it, the one season. So this is like my sixth series in a row that's, you know, gone to series and now been a critical success. But I have to say that, you know, clearly, doing Crime Story, Playmakers, and The Closer, now The Closer. I mean, I'm really, you know, I couldn't, if I rolled the dice, I don't think I could roll sevens that often, you know, in terms of the quality of a show.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Tony, thanks so much for coming on America tonight. We really do appreciate it. I am a fan of The Closer. The Closer, again, we want to tell all the people listening across the country, tune in on Monday to catch Tony and the rest of the crew. We'll see what Flynn is up to this year and his buddies. It should be a lot of fun. So, once again, thanks, Tony.
You're welcome, and I know your viewers won't be disappointed with these five episodes, and this first one coming up is really exciting, really exciting.
All right, we'll be watching. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate. I really had a great time speaking with you.
All right, how about that? So that was nice. It was interesting talking to him as an actor. He has played some interesting parts, and he delved into a couple of different things with us in the Closer, as he said, cable show-wise, really big numbers. It's hard to go against the networks because of the way the rating system is, but there's no doubt that they've struck a chord with that series anyway. I like detective cop shows, and this one, when it first debuted, I can't remember where I was, but I don't get to watch that much Tube, and I sat down and I watched it, and it was funny. You know, there was some funny moments in it. I liked it. And I, as I said to him, the chemistry, you could see it was there. But because I liked the detective-y kind of a show, I was hooked into it in the beginning. It's one of the few shows that I watch on TV. So it was really fun for us to get a chance to talk to him and find out what it was like to be a part, what it's like to be a part of that, show. How about that? Speaking of shows, we're going to go in a different direction here and give you some of the headlines on the day. Big news when it comes to Bucks in Washington, right? So this spending cuts and tax increase deal that's being bandied about by the people who represent us in Washington, both on the left and the right, they're hammering it out. I mean, they are hammering it out on the Deficit Commission, and they were in front of the mics on Wednesday. And what's interesting is when I tuned in, I just saw a lot of red faces and some pretty animated cats, like, for example, Mr. Simpson. I thought Alan Simpson was going to have a heart attack the way he was talking. And the emphasis, for a second, I looked at him and I thought, he's not from the East Coast. He's waving his hands around. What's going on with that? Well, the bottom line is this. Both parties are involved, and they're trying to figure out what kind of plan that they can get the two parties to embrace. And is there really a starting point here? What some who were part of the commission said, and there's 18 of them all together, by the way, it's this bipartisan deal, and they're going to vote on the plan on Friday, they hope. And guys like Republican Alan Simpson and Erskine Bowles, the Democrat who was pretty vocal, and they were the co-chairmen, so it makes sense. They're going to have a hard time getting those 14 votes they need to send of this plan to Congress. Think about the things that are in this. I mean, massive tax changes that would affect millions of Americans, including completely throwing out popular breaks like home mortgage deductions. I'm thinking about that one. Also, huge cuts in military spending, always dicey. Slashing the federal workforce. I'm going to give a thumbs up a little bit on this one, because too much government, too much red tape, raising the retirement age for full Social Security benefits, and then cuts in Medicare, too, were also part of it. The idea was they would be able to slash enough red ink to fill all the swimming pools in Southern California, and they would trim $4 trillion within a decade if the suggested plan were to get the stamp of approval. What ultimately, though, it comes down to is the votes. It is pretty bold, and I don't think they're going to get the votes. What Bowles is saying is that the American people get it and that the people want it to happen, because we're grappling with this deficit, and it's going to hurt us worse in the future if we keep playing the same old game, and that, you know, if there's no common ground, forget about it. If nobody's going to yield, we're going to have to find a way to make people yield. But see, they're not yielding. You know, they're not like reeds, the people that represent us, by the way, because they've been solid walls for how long? And I would rather see, these are just broad strokes, I'd rather see the specifics on some of these tax cuts anyway. I just gave you some of the broad strokes, too, some of the things that would be gone. And you know, the mortgage thing would stick in a lot of people's craws when they're just trying to hang on to their houses. Now they're not going to get this deduction. When you say tax, and it's like an evil, ugly, nasty word. And nobody wants to hear about their taxes going up when everything else around them is going up. Think about it. Shoot me an email about any part of this show if you feel like it at americatonight.net.